Shabbat Shalom. Today's parasha is entitled Naso, meaning lift up, and covers numbers 4:1 through 7:89. It begins with a God-ordained census of the three Levitical family lines following the census of the people. The parasha continues with instructions on how to deal with skin diseases and burying the dead, how to deal with wrongs against another person, suspected infidelity, the Nazirite vow, the priestly blessing, and the offerings at the dedication of the tabernacle. Let's begin by examining what God instructed us to do when a husband suspected his wife of infidelity. At first glance, the requirements may appear strange and somewhat harsh. The suspected wife was to drink bitter water containing the ink of a curse, written on a scroll along with the dirt from the floor of the tabernacle. However, at the time of the writing of this law, it was commonplace in many cultures to simply execute your wife for simply being suspected of infidelity. But God, in his infinite wisdom, protected women by having the final say himself. He would be the one to carry out judgment based on his decrees. If a wife had been unfaithful, her belly would swell and her thigh would waste away. Next, Moses was instructed on how a person could take a special vow of separation to the Lord as a Nazirite. If anyone wished to make this vow, that person had to stay away from wine and any other fermented drink. They also had to abstain from vinegar, since vinegar is also a byproduct of wine. The guidelines continue by stating that they should never even consume the skin of a grape or even its seed. During the vow of separation to the Lord, a razor was not to touch their head. Their hair was to remain uncut. They were not to go near a dead body, even if it was their own father, mother, brother, or sister that had died, because they were entirely separated to the Lord God for the entirety of their vow. If, however, someone died suddenly in their presence and caused the Nazirite to become unclean, he would need to dedicate himself again to the Lord, because the previous days of his vow would be nullified. In chapter 6, God directs the priests how they are to bless the people with what has become known as the Aaronic benediction. This benediction is not merely just a pronunciation of words. When God instituted this, he was ensuring that his name would be placed upon us, and that in turn, he would bless us. Looking at the language of the benediction, so much is conveyed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. The word keep means protection. The Lord make his face shine on you could mean something more like, may the wholeness of God's being illuminate or fill you. The Lord turn his face towards you implies being shown his favor. Lastly, to grant or give peace means to put us in a very favorable situation. Isaiah 9:6 refers to Messiah as being the Prince of Peace. He is the one that grants us true shalom. Without him, true inner wholeness can never be experienced. After Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and all that was in it. After that, the leaders of the tribes who had been counted before offerings, or counted brought offerings, they brought plates and bowls made of gold and silver. They also brought incense to be presented as an offering, along with bulls, rams, male lambs, and as a grain offering. They then offered male goats as a sin offering. Next, they brought oxen, rams, male goats, and male lambs as an offering for the altar after it was dedicated. After this, Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord. He heard God speaking to him from between the two cherubim above the atonement cover on the ark, the testimony. There are several lessons to be learned from today's parasha. One is to remember that God makes laws not only to protect us spiritually, but also to protect us physically. God gave us laws for our diet and cleanliness to help us enjoy good long lives. It doesn't make us exempt from illness, and, of course, death, but our lives will generally be much better if we follow God's instruction. The vow of a Nazarite is a reminder to us that in the new covenant, we have been set apart to God. Our lives are no longer our own. We are dedicated to God, or to the God of Israel. The Nazarite vow is also a reminder that we need to be a people of our word. Vows are something not to enter into lightly. Our yes needs to be yes. Are you a reliable person? Another lesson that is reinforced in this parasha is our need of a mediator to approach a holy God. The Aaronic benediction pronounced by Israel's high priest shows that God always required us to come to him through a mediator. We have a great mediator and high priest in the person of Yeshua, who has reconciled us to God and who continues to intercede for us. In order to conquer sin and death, Yeshua gave himself as our final perfect sacrifice. Yes, we still die a physical death, but if we receive Yeshua as our Savior, acknowledging his death was a perfect atonement, then he will become our Prince of Peace in this world, wash away our sin, and bring us victoriously to the Father there to live with him in heaven forever. Thank you.